Hi, and welcome to the Trustedpreneur Podcast. I'm David Ritchie.
And I am Madeline Ritchie.
We are so excited to have this conversation today. You know, Madeline's certifications and things that she's been working on have really sparked a lot of interesting conversations for me. And one of the things that we've been talking about is emotional intelligence. Mm-hmm. And I'm really excited to delve pretty deep into this and understanding emotional intelligence in the female leadership in the modern workplace, mm-hmm. but also as entrepreneurs. In reality, what I've gleaned from our conversations, Madeline, has been that, you know, we have a lot of all different types of leadership, mm-hmm. no matter where we are. And it could be in corporate, it could be in your own business, it could be in just running a PTA, right? Or anything like that. So I'm really excited to have this conversation with you and learn a little bit more and help our audience learn a little bit more why this style of leadership is the new way.
Yeah, absolutely. And I am so excited to share that too, because I think it is now that it's beginning to be a real exciting moment for specifically for female entrepreneurs. As we know, when I was in corporate and it was in the financial services, which it was predominantly a very male dominant, and emotional intelligence was not a thing. And it was actually viewed as very weak. And studies have come to find out that female emotional intelligence in a female leadership role, it is a new way of leading your staff, communicating and just being that one person that comes in with compassion and understanding and create that collaboration versus competition environment.
You know, that's really interesting. And while you were saying that, I was thinking back to my corporate years as well. And I want to add that. But before we go any further, I need to ask a question. What's with the wine glass and what is in the wine glass?
That's for me to know and for you to find out.
Excellent. Well, I have coffee in my coffee cup, and I assure you it's either coffee or water for me. But we'll be checking this out every week and see what actually happens to this glass of wine.
You call it wine. I call it for you to find out.
There you go. So, when you started, you were talking about the corporate world. And when I started in the corporate world, it was... And we worked for the same company that a lot of our friends know. And it was what I would call a very militaristic style company. It was a command and control. You were told what to do. You either did it or you didn't do it. If you didn't do it, you weren't there. If you did do it, you either did it well or you didn't do it well. And if you didn't do it well, you weren't there. Right. And so there wasn't, use the really great word, and it's called collaboration. And one of the things that I think would help everybody better understand is, mm-hmm. Why is this, what is this emotional intelligence form of leadership, specifically for females, but really for anybody that's a leader? Right. And then why is it such a game changer?
Well, it is a game changer. First of all, it is for everyone, right? But it's, it is predominantly for female leaders, right? Because we are, biologically, we are who we are, right? And so now we're taking that piece and bringing it into corporate and be able to encourage and inspire and empower our employees for a more cohesion kind of approach, right? And so it is just different and is never been seen. And now studies have come out and say that it is a much better way to lead.
So you said something interesting in there as well, biological, mm-hmm. but what about cultural?
Absolutely, part of it.
So how does culture and biological influences affect this type of leadership, or how does it help someone develop it?
Well, that's a good question. And so from a biological standpoint, women are always open for collaboration. Okay.
Okay.
And from a cultural standpoint, in the industry, as you know, in the corporate America, collaboration was never a thing back then, mm-hmm. right? Collaboration, it was more the corner office, the boldness, I have to act like a male in order to be heard and seen. Right. And that's no longer that. And that was not and really clawing your way up, of the ladder. And now that's not necessary. Right. It's from a cultural standpoint, that's a huge pivot. And so now, between culturally and biologically, we can bring in that collaboration. We can bring in that adaptability and help our staff transition through tough times in any corporation.
So I can see that because, mm-hmm. The population has become and has become more female.
Mm-hmm.
The workforce has become more female.
That's correct.
And roles of leadership have been filled with more females, which is exciting because I do agree with you on the standpoint of the collaborative style. Mm-hmm. And you just said, and I think this is where you were headed, or maybe this is where I thought you were headed. Mm-hmm. So in times of crisis or upheaval,
mm-hmm.
how is this style better than maybe that autocratic style?
Well, it creates adaptability again. It creates trust, right? It creates trust. It's an approach that helps guide teams in a much more confident way. Empathetic. It's a touch, right? Compassionate. Because it's different now. In the workplace, it's not like it used to be. You have a lot of anxiety with this younger generation, mm-hmm. right? So you have to lead differently. Imagine at the time when we were in corporate America, right? And that style of leadership was to transcend right now. What do you think it would happen?
Well, they wouldn't last, right?
Because
people are looking for a different level of leadership. But I think that back in that day, that this type of leadership style would have been looked at as weak, right?
Yeah, sure.
And so where I think it's interesting is, you keep saying that it's the empathy and collaborative. These are really powerful words in not only corporate, but they're powerful words when you're building a business mm-hmm. on your own and you're building a brand new team. And I know that we've been talking a little bit or mostly about the corporate, the mm-hmm. person moving up into leadership roles and how this leadership style
right.
will help define them and help them be more successful. But can you take a moment and discuss how from a new or an entrepreneur's perspective, because again, a lot of entrepreneurs run it. It's my way. It's my business. And a lot of times that does not come out to be successful. And I think I have a story that will come from that, but can you tell me or walk us through that a little bit?
Well, yes. It's no different. Leadership is leadership. Right? Whether you are a business owner, whether you are a community leader, whether you are in politics, whether you are in corporate, the same principles apply, mm-hmm. right? You have to be inclusive. Diversity plays a big role. You have a lot of different cultures out there trying to come into the workforce. And regardless of what they're doing, it doesn't matter. Empathy, diversity, collaboration applies in every single one of those roles.
Gotcha. So,
Would you agree?
I would. Yeah. And I think that, I had this conversation with a friend of mine the other day, not about emotional intelligence, about mm-hmm. leadership styles from back in sadly, may I say, the 80s and the 90s.
I wasn't there at the time.
I know you weren't, but I was. and to today, and really from the standpoint of when you worked in corporate versus work when you worked in and you built your own business and you're more entrepreneurial. And he was he's a very successful person, and he said none of that would work because nobody would want to work for you in your business that way.
Yeah.
And I think it's interesting because we came from, if you think about it historically, how that style became what it was. And this is really a breath of fresh air. And I think that maybe what would be helpful is, are there processes that you have come up with, or if you were working with a client, whether corporate or entrepreneur, some steps that you would have them take, or processes or practices that you would have them follow to help them develop this style, because this is a style that would need to be developed as in all leadership styles.
Yeah. And there are steps, right? I mean, but first and foremost, I would do a strength finder and understand what are my strengths, because that is key to be able to understand who you are as a leader. Number one, right?
Yeah.
So Strength Finders it's a place that you can go and do an assessment and see. Understanding your staff as well. You know, the culture of the company, you know, is another thing. When you're interviewing, what are your core values, right? And how do they align with your style of leadership? That is so key, right? And I do have actually a mindset dimension report that I can use to assess that kind. You know, where are my values, right? Where is my belief system? How do I align those to what I want to accomplish and how I want to moving forward? Use emotional intelligence to be able to navigate myself through either corporate, entrepreneurship, whatever it is that you're doing, right? I mean, I think that we often overlook what is it that we stand for. And when we don't focus on those things, they don't align with how we want to, you know, to collaborate with our teams.
You know, that's really interesting, Madeline. And I thank you for that. And I think what I was, while you were speaking, I was kind of thinking about the word emotional intelligence. And when people think about that, they're thinking intelligence. Right? They hear the word intelligence. Yeah. And then when you really look at it, emotional intelligence, it's just a different way of utilizing innate skills that are within all of us. It's not, that's why I want everybody to understand it's not just male, female, it's not just female, it's male and female leaders that we have this in us. And it's just it's bringing awareness to it. And I have not heard a lot of people speaking on this topic. And I should have started with this, and I apologize that I didn't. You recently, wrote, and now in the next couple of weeks, you're going to be published an article in the Business Journal and within the Business Journal Leadership Trust. So first, and as I said, I should have probably said this earlier, but sometimes when you're doing these live, you don't really understand that not everything comes out exactly the way you want.
Yeah.
But you know, congratulations on that. That is extremely exciting. But in that article, is there anything that you pulled that you haven't told us today that they would see in that article?
The article is going to be released on Eclipse Day, which is April 8th. It'll be on Twitter. It'll be everywhere on social media. So I'm really excited about that. But you know what? No, and I don't want to kind of take the thunder away from that article, but the three things that I want the audience to take away from is that emotional intelligence is the new leadership skill that needs to be brought into existence. And for the audience to recognize that, you know, it's an attribute to your core values, Okay. The value of female leadership in the modern day is the way to go. And not because I'm a female, right? But I've been there. I've been in corporate leadership. I know what it's like. I unfortunately took that style when I became an entrepreneur. And, you know, it kind of worked for a little bit, but then I realized that it wasn't sustainable. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right? To create a culture that it was going to be loyal, right? In a culture of collaboration, including our contractors, right? Because they are part of the team regardless. And so, you know, having a little bit more compassion, but the industry itself doesn't allow that for that, right? So you have to really take a step back and really try to do that, those things, you know? And so again, I want the audience to understand that it's a style that is beginning to take steam, you know? And, it just brings a lot of good stuff to the table. And, you know, once they adopt it, they'll see the difference in the growth in the culture of their organization. And lastly, that shifting those leadership paradigms, and finally, people will feel that they have been heard and seen, which at the end of the day, that is what we all want, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I want to, you know, it's interesting because as I was listening again,
and you are listening.
I am listening. It's an amazing thing. But you're talking about culture. As yeah. well, right? You really, it's an overtone of culture and a leadership style within a culture, right? Mm-hmm. Because that whole collaborative or, you know, it's not necessarily that somebody is more or less important than somebody else. It's really, it's bringing their strengths together and leveraging them in a way that they feel as they're a part of a team and that their team is being successful. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I was just thinking this has more to do in the way I'm translating it. And again, I'm sure I'm wrong. This is a leadership style that fits what the culture of a company should be, is mm-hmm. a group of people, individuals working collectively as a team. Yes, there's a leader. Yes, there's followers in that, but to me that's pretty exciting. And then I think the other thing I wanted to kind of share with the audience is Madeline, without knowing probably, but she's teased another episode or another show that we're going to be doing on the whole value and belief systems, mm-hmm. Which let me tell you, that one will blow your mind, guys. And it's really exciting. And it's so much fun to listen to you talk about this because, like I said, this is not something that you're hearing people talk about. In fact, I think you told me when you wrote the article, the person at the Business Journal came back to you and said, "This is amazing stuff. We're not, nobody's ever presented this in mm-hmm. this way." It's not that the topic is new. And I think that's the interesting thing, but it's going to gain traction in this way because it's now being defined as a style. Yes. And I think when you define a style in leadership, now people can actually embrace that. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for wonderful insights. There are the three things that you just listed, so I'm not going to repeat those, but is there anything else you want to tell our audience about this topic?
No, not right now. I just, I will share the article. I think it'll be fun for people to read it and really kind of digest what we kind of summarized here today in a very short period of time. But give us some thought, right? I mean, I think, you know, the modern days are here. We need to adjust and adapt to what the changes are in order for any company or any kind of leadership to be successful, right? And I think that once we, we focus on those things and start making the shift, They will see results and they will see collaboration to be stronger than ever. You know, there's a lot of times they said that women can collaborate. They always, you know, compete. And that's true in some cases. But from a real true leadership standpoint, leaders that are leaders don't care. They are going to collaborate.
Yes, I totally agree. Totally agree. Great finish. Great finish point. Just to, for everybody, we will put in the show notes a link to the article. We will also share it on our website, trustedpreneurs.com. If you would like to connect with Madeline and or me, please go to trustedpreneurs.com and complete the form to connect with us. If you enjoyed this show, I would ask that you subscribe. And if you know people that might benefit from some of the content that we're presenting, I would ask you to refer us. That is the greatest compliment to us. And until next time, we thank you and we are your trusted preneurs.